Duke de Nhi Temple, provincial cultural and historical relic. Caen in commune. Duke de Nhi Temple is located in Bui village, built on a campus with an area of 625 square meters, located in a peaceful setting, in the middle of a cultural space with bold village features. The north is adjacent to the Bui village cultural house, the south is an inter-village road, the east is a residential area, the west is a commune road, the temple faces southeast. Duke de Nhi Temple was recognized as a provincial cultural and historical relic in 2013. Duke de Nhi Temple worships Lich Lo Dai Vong, also known as Lich Kong, a general of the Din dynasty who together with Din Bo Lin suppressed the rebellion of 12 warlords, established the first centralized feudal state in Vietnam. Our country. Based on the CV of historical relic at Yen Phu Communal House, Caen and Commune, Yen Caen District, Ninh Binh Province, worshipping Lich Lo Dai Vong, national ranking in 2001 and other documents about Lich Lo Dai Vong still remaining. Kept at Duke De Nhi Temple, Lich Lo Dai Vong was the son of Mr. Cao Dean and his wife, Mrs. Van Ti, at Yen Bac site in Yen Ninh region. Mr. Cao Dean's ancestors were originally from Dong Ti site, Thien Ban district, Gia Hung district, Sun Nam religion and moved to Yen Bac two generations ago. He inherited his father's profession as a magician, but still took religion as the basis and worked hard to do good and help people. The Cao couple had a beautiful fate, often helped the poor, did not regret their efforts. Unfortunately, they had been married for a long time but could not have children. One night, the sky was clear and the wind was cool. The couple was lying in their room. Suddenly, both of them were dreaming and saw an old man with white hair and beard coming down from the sky, holding a thunderbolt in his hand. The old man told Mrs. Dean to open her mouth and put the thunderbolt in. Mrs. Dean took it and swallowed it, then said, "I give a good omen to the son was born, one day he will be famous." Having finished speaking, the old man riding the cloud disappeared. From then on, Mrs. Dean was pregnant for 11 months. On the 15th day of the 12th month of the year of the monkey, she gave birth to a son, handsome and handsome. When giving birth, good air flew everywhere, and thunder suddenly sounded in the sky. At the age of 3, his son was as strong as iron, his voice was like thunder. His father saw this and named him Lich. Sometime later, Mrs. Dean dreamed of a man in neat clothes and hat, claiming to be the heavenly Mandarin Han Qian, asking to be reincarnated as her son. From then on, Mrs. Dean became pregnant, and on August 15th, she gave birth to a son, with clear eyebrows, bright eyes, big ears, and a square face. Mr. Dean was very happy and named his son Qian. From a young age, the two brothers proved to be intelligent and more talented than others. Their parents found a teacher for them to study. They practiced literature and martial arts every day. Soon, their martial arts were clear and their literature was thorough. When Mr. Lich was 22 years old, both of his parents passed away, and his brothers held a burial ceremony, burned incense, and worshipped for 3 full years. The two brothers were determined to take care of their military affairs. At that time, the country was in trouble with 12 warlords. Hearing that Din Bo Lin, a talented man in literature and martial arts, with the temperament of a king, was raising an army at Hoa Lu Cave, and many heroes from everywhere came to help, the two brothers went to the place to meet him. Bo Lin saw that the two men had unusual appearances and great prestige, so he asked them where they were from and tested their talents. Seeing that the two men were talented in literature and martial arts, they kept them in the army, assigning the position of general of the front to Mr. Lich, and the position of town commander to Mr. Qian. After that, Din Bo Lin sent two men everywhere to recruit soldiers. The two men then returned to their hometown to set up a post, recruit soldiers, recruit healthy men, and call on heroes and people in the area to join and help the insurgents put down the rebellion. Supporters came in droves. Within just 10 days, the two men had 30,000 troops in their hands. The two men slaughtered buffaloes and cows for the soldiers, arranged the team neatly, arranged weapons, prepared food, and pulled the army to Hoa Lu to join forces with Din Bo Lin. Din Bo Lin's warlord gradually grew stronger and his prestige increased. Once attacking Du Can Thak's warlord at Du Giang Cave, Din Bo Lin's army was surrounded. At that time, Mr. Lich and Mr. Qian's army was in Phong Chau. Hearing the urgent news, the two men brought their troops back. Rescue. The army had 5,000 elite soldiers, elite weapons, resounding gongs and drums, and fluttering flags. Arriving at Dujiang Cave, the two men went straight into battle, defeated Du Kan Fak's army, and saved the Din father and son. After suppressing the rebellion of 12 warlords, Din Bo Lin ascended the throne, settled the capital in Hoa Lu, rewarded the heroes, rectified the state, and established independence and autonomy. The two brothers, Mr. Lich and Mr. Qian, asked the king to let them return to their homeland and be exempted from taxes and forced labor at Yen Bak site, which was accepted by Din Tien Hoang. Returning to their hometown, the two men reorganized the village. Together with the people in the village, they took care of business and built their homeland. One day, there was a storm. The sky and land were foggy. Intense thunder and lightning hit the place where Mr. Lich was sitting. A pink cloud flew towards him. A moment later the sky cleared up. Lich Kong was nowhere to be seen. His place was gone. Sat with only his clothes and hats left behind. That day was October 15th. King Din Tien Hoang proclaimed him Lich Lo Dai Vong and ordered Qian Kong and the people of Yen Bak to build a temple to worship him. After he passed away, his inspiration became clear. Every time the generals sent troops to quell rebellions, they performed sacrifices at the temple. In years of drought or crop failure, rituals were held to pray for favorable rains, fair winds, and good crops. Through the generations of kings, they were all awarded the title of Tin Hao Intermediate Deity. Architecture of the relic. Dubdarin He Temple's architecture is in the first and last style, including three buildings, front hall, middle hall and harem. The temple has two gates. The main southwest gate is built in the style of three-door temple. Above is a bell tower, two floors and eight roofs. Above hangs a bronze bell weighing 530 kilograms. The temple yard is large. The yard is paved with red tiles. In the middle of the yard there is an octagonal well. In the northeast is the stele house. The front hall consists of five compartments, 3.3 meters wide, 12.5 meters long, gabled walls, tiled roof, roof edges decorated with two dragons flanking the moon, roof decorated with moon faces, and roof edges decorated with dragon heads. Enter and exit the front hall by a wooden door system, made in the style of a table, consisting of three doors. In the middle of the hall, 2.1 meters wide, 5.9 meters long, in the middle of the hall is an altar to worship mandarins. On the incense burner there are altars to worship dragon thrones, tablets, headdresses. On both sides there are altars to worship the tiger. The locality still has called East Canopy, West Canopy. On both sides of the wall are two altars for mandarins. The harem has an architecture in the style of front and back, including two rooms running along with four rows of wooden pillars. The roof is covered with tiled tiles and the edge is covered with pillars. In front of the main mausoleum, there is an altar to worship the Council of Mandarins, above which hangs a grand painting and an ancient couplet. In the middle of the harem is the altar to worship Lich Lo Dai Vong, on top of which are placed his altar, throne, and tablet. The worship space is created in harmony between the wall system and wooden house frame. Every year, at the relic, cultural activities of the people in the village, calculated according to the lunar calendar, take place such as, on the 1st and 15th days of the lunar month, squirrel and death ceremonies. On January 7th, the year of worship opens. February 10th celebrates Kai Fuk. On August 10th, Kai Hoa festival is celebrated, praying for good weather, good harvests, peaceful, harmonious and joyful villages. On the 25th day of the 12th month, Mok Duke festival. On this day, the elders in the village organize a ceremony to commemorate the merits of Lich Lo Dai Vong. In addition, at Dubdarin He Temple, there are other holidays such as Nguyen Chu Tet, January 15, Don Ngo Tet, May 5, Thung Dien Tet, July Full Moon, New Rice Tet, September Full Moon. New Year's Eve, President's Removal Ceremony. In addition to its value as a place for cultural activities and spiritual beliefs of the people, the relic also has great spiritual value, expressing the people's gratitude and devotion to the deity. There, at the same time, the temple also has tourism development value, attracting visitors from all over to visit and worship.